basically, if we think about it, we've got this axis, which is the skill luck axis, right? And this can apply to anything, not just poker, but I'll talk about it poker related. So you have the skill versus luck axis, which is, you know, how much of what's happening to you is skill based, how much of it what's happening is luck based. So you can think of the luck side of this axis as the social side, right? That these are things that are in the world that are happening to you, and the skill side is the private side. So that's the privatization, socialization. Then you have the result, win-loss, right?
Right.
And what you find from poker players, and this is such a huge problem, is that when they have good results, they privatize them. So they're using that piece of the cell. So we can think of this as win-loss.
Right.
This is skill and luck, so they're over here.
Right. So they're attributing the good stuff to their internal ability.
Exactly. When they lose, they're down in this quadrant. So they're saying, oh, I got so unlucky. All of these bad things happened to me. And
dealer,
they're losing these two cells.
Right.
Now, obviously, if we created a scatter plot of all the results you've ever had in poker, it would actually be scattered across pretty evenly across the whole thing. That sometimes when you lose, you played perfectly well, but you just
got
had
unlucky.
Your aces cracked by fives. And sometimes when you lose, you actually did some really stupid things. So we're going to fill up both quadrants. Ditto for when you win. Sometimes you win because you have kings against aces.
And you spike it.
And okay, great.
Sure.
Wonderful.
I'll take it.
You know, and sometimes when you win, it's because you actually played well. And we assume that we can scatter across all. And if you don't actually properly look at those results in retrospect, then you can't actually improve your game.
And two of those quadrants you have no control over.
Right, exactly.
So you might as well look at the one that you do have control over.
Exactly.
Because you can change it.
Well, and this is one thing that I say that's kind of interesting. Is when people ask me how to control tilt, what I say is, well, controlling tilt has to do with understanding what results really are for and what they're there for. And when we look at the result of a hand, you should ask yourself one question first. Was the result in my control? That should be your first question.
Right. Put it in the different quadrants.
Yeah. If the answer is no, the result wasn't in my control, then why do you care?
Right.
And interestingly enough, those are the results that put people on tilt. And I say, well, why do you care?
Right.
Yeah, because if it wasn't in your control, then why are you upset about it? If you didn't do anything wrong and your decision-making process is really good, which is what is going to cause you to win in the long run, then why do you care if there was some result that was out of your control? If I have aces and you have fives, and I move in and you choose to call me with the fives, and you hit it, why do I care?
Right.
I made a very good mathematical decision and a very money-making decision, so I can now move on. If it is in my control, then you don't tilt about it, because what you do is you say, okay, it was in my control, this bad result. Now let me figure out what it was that I did, and now let me change it. And once you get into that perspective, it actually stops you from tilting. And again, that works well whether you're at the poker table or not. So what I find in real life, whether it's in business or in people's management of their personal lives, is that they're very often getting very upset about things that they can't control.
Right.
You know, other people's behavior, people doing stupid things, whatever it might be.
Randomness.
Complete randomness. Because we know that walking down the street is random. I mean, it's a skill game with random elements, right? Taking a shower is a skill game with random elements.
Right.
Bad things can happen to you.
Sure.
So people really focus on the stuff they don't have control over, and they allow it to tilt them, which is really amazing, because we should be focused on the things we do have control over. And the problem is that when we allow the stuff that we don't have control over to get us emotionally upset, then we're very bad decision makers on the control stuff. And it starts to spiral out of control, right? And I always think that that's really interesting.
Also known as tilt.
Also known as tilt. And obviously for poker players, it's such an important concept that we have a singular word for it, which is tilt, which you don't actually see in other things. You have to sort of express it conceptually. So when people ask me, like, I'm very well known as someone who basically never goes on tilt.
Right.
So people are always asking me about this. How come you're never upset? How come when you walk up to the table, it's hard to tell whether you're winning or losing, and you kind of play the same no matter what? And my answer is because I'm very aware of what I have control over and what I don't.